This goes to Troy Novak, NOVAKPAC, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Robert Nyman. It's N like November, I, E, M like Mary, A, N like November. Date of birth, December 30th of 1952. Dear Troy, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Nyman with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was September 1st of 2021. His weight is unchanged. He did have a mildly elevated potassium level with his most recent labs. It was up to 5.2 April 8th, and he had been eating a lot of potatoes, he reported, just prior to the lab test. And he plans to decrease the potato consumption and limit that to just one baked potato per meal or less. He has a concern that when he starts to walk, he develops left-sided chest pain with exertion, only with walking, however, and then he starts to gasp for breath. He does have to sit or rest for at least a minute or two, and once the dyspnea subsides and the chest pain also will subside, and then he can walk up to a mile without difficulty. That's a very unusual symptom. He states that it's been like that ever since he had his cardiac catheterization and stent placement many years ago. And multiple tests have been done, but they've never been able to figure out what's going on. He's not seen a pulmonologist, although this doesn't sound pulmonary. It's also unusual that it doesn't happen when he's riding a bike for exercise. He does not get the symptom even going up a hill on a bike. So that is very unusual. And he doesn't get it with just normal routine activities, only walking. He denies headaches or dizziness. He has had a recent medication change. His metformin was stopped, and insulin has been increased instead. He denies any non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use for pain. Nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema or claudication symptoms. Medications, I want to highlight Losartan 50, 50 milligrams once daily. His gabapentin is 100 milligram at bedtime. He's on Imdur, extended release, 60 milligram daily, a baby aspirin a day, and Pravacol, 40 milligram daily. The Humalog 75-25 mix is 44 units in the morning and 34 units in the evening. His last hemoglobin A1C was elevated at 9.1, and he states it usually runs lower, right around 8. Physical exam, his weight is 198 pounds, pulse 65, oxygen saturation is 96% on room air, blood pressure is 120 over 50. Neck is supple, there's no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, although I can hear a murmur. Grade 2 over 6 sounds like an aortic murmur. His abdomen is soft, non-tender, no palpable masses or organ enlargement. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema, no ulcerations or lesions. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 8th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 2.1. Estimated GFR is 31. Albumin 4.1. Calcium 9.7. Sodium 138. Potassium was mildly elevated, 5.2. Carbon dioxide 20, previous level 21. Phosphorus 3.1. Hemoglobin is 14.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. He gets chest pain and severe dyspnea only with walking, a very unusual symptom that defies explanation. Maybe an echocardiogram should be repeated, just to make, especially now that I can hear a heart murmur. But we'll leave that to your discretion. At least these symptoms improve when he rests. And he's willing to not keep pushing himself once the symptoms occur. He did receive all three of the messenger RNA COVID-19 vaccinations, and he's willing to get a fourth dose as needed. Labs will be done every 3 months, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.